Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
When choosing a metal roof for your home, some important things to consider are curb appeal, weather resistance, and of course, durability. At Mueller, we've got you covered with all that plus more. We offer many styles, including our new line of standing seam metal roofing panels. These sleek panels offer unsurpassed structural performance, making them a great solution for both commercial buildings and residential homes. Rest assured that when you have a Mueller metal roof overhead, you'll receive protection from the elements, along with beautiful paint coatings that will remain fresh and vibrant for decades. You'll also get peace of mind that your roof is designed and manufactured in-house, as well as warranted by us, your Mueller team. Visit MuellerInc.com to find a location near you and view our extensive roofing photo gallery and color selector tool to find the perfect Mueller roof for your home.
Well, the surge in futures prices and beef values sparked limited midweek cash trade, $111 to $112 in our part of the country yesterday, mostly at $112. The ability to continue the upward march in cash prices continued to spark some additional underlying buyer interest as asking prices remain at $115. Now, there seems to be little indication that feeders are willing to back away from the elevated prices put on cattle at this point, given the increased packer margin that continues to be built into the complex over the last couple of weeks as beef values have continued to surge higher during October. On the hogs, strong moves late yesterday helped push nearby hog futures away from short-term lows, although the underlying tone of the market still remains generally weak. Spillover support from the aggressive moves in the cattle trade at midweek is expected to spark some additional underlying strength as traders focus less on what could happen in trade talks with China and more on underlying short-term demand that continues to remain generally good. On the grains now, Kansas City December wheat down 3 cents early, retreating from October's highs, but also holding roughly steady for the past 2 months. Thursday morning's weather maps mostly dry west of the Mississippi and has rain falling over soft red winter wheat areas that is expected to move out later today. The rain will interrupt soft red winter wheat planting, but is considered beneficial overall and with plenty of drier days expected ahead. December corn is trading 3.25 cents lower here early today, pressured by the anticipation of more favorable harvest weather for row crops, at least after today. This morning, snow still falling in northern Illinois and Wisconsin, while rain covers much of the eastern Corn Belt and southeastern United States. The November soybeans down about 2.5 cents early this morning, also pressured by more favorable harvest conditions for row crops after today's snow and rain moves eastward. In addition to assessing the uncertainty of how this year's harvest will turn out, soybean traders are also keeping one eye on the ups and downs of trade talk comments between the U.S. and China. We're going to check all the futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, December live cattle up 147 yesterday, 118.30. February up 112 at 123.10. November feeder cattle up 240, 147.87. January up 320, 144.80. And December hogs up $1.45, 65.77. Kansas City wheat, December down 3/4 at 418.25. March down a penny at 430.5. Chicago wheat, December down 2.25, 509.25. March down 2.5, 515. December corn up 4.5 cents, 390.75. March up 3.5. 399.5. November soybeans down 2.25 at 916. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.